mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. We're going to continue with your calls for those who have been holding patiently. Then we're going to get into what's really happening with this national ID card expansion legislation. Fake interrogations at Guantanamo for witnesses. It's all staged. Reuters, Iraqi doctors warn of increasing deformities in newborn babies that already tripled after the first Gulf War, not just in our troops, but in the Iraqis as well. That's Fed's own numbers. WHO's own numbers as well. Sperm has been damaged by pollution, study finds. We're in really bad shape. Worldwide cancer rates have doubled. And a bunch of news on the feds coming out with their own national toll roads on the highways. This out of the Boston Globe. There is a lot of news coming up, but let's just continue with your calls. We're talking to Sharice in upstate New York. She wanted to comment on Bush's fumbling diatribe, hour-plus diatribe last night during sweeps, telling you how wonderful his Social Security reform is going to be. And you're right, Sharice. They told you never to be used for a personal ID number. Now they try to force it on you as birth as that. And they promised it was in your own little account with your name. Total lie. Wall Street is now becoming the government. It's not privatization. They're just becoming the government, their own little private armies. And it's only going to be a moderate portion of the money invested in private accounts. Really, it is a desperate attempt just to keep something solvent. But in the end, they're going to take it all. But go ahead.
Alex, what would happen? For example, if I was to go to the Social Security office tomorrow and say I want out of the system, I will sign anything that says when it's time for me to retire, I don't want, your money. I agree that I'm responsible for my own, well-being.
Well, people have been doing that, and you're right. They broke the contract. They stole the money. It was a contract we never asked for. They just did it to us back in 1936.
So people have been doing that?
People stopped paying the Social Security tax, and the 16th Amendment was never properly ratified to give you the income tax. It was criminal to begin with, and in some cases, they will come and arrest you. So this is an offer you can't refuse.
I see.
According to them, they're thugs, ma'am.
Okay, so if a lot of people got together and, tried to sue them or something, is that possible?
That's a good idea. It would draw attention to the fact that they've broken their contract and are cheating you. But it's a contract you never asked to be in from the beginning.
Right.
I mean, did you know that if you took the amount of money you pay every 2 weeks on your paycheck,
I'm self-employed. I get it worse than that.
Okay, so you're paying, what, 14%?
Right.
Okay, on top of your other taxes.
Right.
You're in bad shape.
Yes.
If you would have taken that money and invested it in a, 3-4% guaranteed investment,
mm-hmm.
Even if you were only making $40,000-$50,000 a year, the amount of taxes you would be paying, if you did that for 30 years, when you retired, you'd be a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
As it is, you're going to get a pittance.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
But, it's a great deal. The government said so. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, just trust the government. Don't believe me. Okay, they're good. All right. Just submit to them. All right. And Bush goes, well, that's what I'm doing now. I'm offering you that. No, they're not. They're talking about taking 5-7%, letting you put it in some private account that they tell you what, 4 or 5 choices you got. And then that'll end up being your main retirement, and then they'll steal the other, 90-something percent you're paying into the government. I mean, really, that's where this is coming from. It's a joke. It's such a joke. Plus, there's inflation, see? That's why your oil prices are double what they were a year ago. That's why all this is happening. That's why all this is developing. Because they're scamming you. They're criminals. They laugh at you. How you love them, how you follow them, how you believe them. Folks, they're a bunch of scum. All right, we'll come back and take more of your calls quickly on the other side.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards. I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this second hour, second segment. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson on because he saw a new Doctor Who episode in England. He actually had his attention drawn to it, went online and watched it, where basically the government's carrying out terror attacks to blame it on its enemies as a pretext for war. And they use probably 5-6 different parallels that are identical to 9/11. And I wanted to go back and play the Lone Gunman clip that was aired months and months, I don't know, 5-6 months before 9/11, where the government hijacks a jet to fly it into the World Trade Center for martial law to blame it on enemies in Afghanistan. Oh, yes. I wanted to play the Long Kiss Goodnight from the mid-90s with Samuel L. Jackson, where the CIA is going to blow up the World Trade Center. And they say, we bombed it in 93, but we're going to bomb it again to get funding. Which they really did bomb it in 93. I mean, this is amazing what they do. How they flaunt it. You know, they have movies like Skulls about Skull and Bones and then whitewash what they really do there. Cut out all the Satanism. There's hundreds of examples. I mean, there's Teddy Bear's Picnic made by Harry Shearer, you know, the guy that does Waiting for Guffman and Best in Show and all that. This guy made a movie, Teddy Bear's Picnic, that makes fun of me. There's a Hollywood movie, a feature picture production, major feature film, where I'm some idiot redneck breaking in and going, look, they're worshiping a big stork. They're evil. And, you know, the Bohemian Grove guys are good. I mean, there's a couple other movies that attack me, and I get tired of it. I've never even really talked about that. I ought to make a film about that. It was that show Militia, where it's the talk show host in Texas, and it goes on and on. It's pretty funny, actually. Man, I tell you, these guys have got their eyes on me. I'll tell you right now. I am really blessed that I'm still here. I'm only alive because of the grace of God. And you do need to pray for me. But you know what? It's safer to fight these people. It's safer to stand up against them. And I love my family, and I know their only hope, humanity's only hope, is to fight these people. And so it's what we have to do as men. There's so many good women out there fighting the New World Order, but it's men need to be men out there. All right, I'm diatribing again. Let's hurry through your calls. I'm giving each caller a minute because we got too many people holding. Chris in Illinois, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I live in Moline, Illinois, and that there's a large Mexican population here, and I shop at a local grocery store, a Mexican grocery store. It's just one block from my house. None of them in there speak, you know, English as their first language. So I went in there today and I asked them, I said, have you heard of an organization called Mecha? And I asked the girl who was working the counter, and she said, she started freaking out. She started going, Mecha? Mecha? Like at the top of her lungs, and people in the back room started coming out and looking at me. And I said, La Raza? You know, she was acting like she couldn't understand me. And then, like, somebody walked up to me and said, hey, buddy, you know, if you want to find out about that, I'm sure you can look it up on the Internet. And I was kind of like, well, you better believe I'm going to. And
so they were acting pretty guilty.
Yeah, that's the impression I got from them.
They kind of get in your face?
Yeah.
Don't spend your money there. Don't ever go there again.
Is that what you say, really?
I'd let them know that, yeah. Well, I wouldn't go spend money at a Ku Klux Klan grocery store.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, folks, I want to explain this. I've protested the Klan. I have spoken out against black racists. And but Mecha, and we gave you their... You know, everything for the race, for everyone else, nothing. La Raza means the race. We got radio stations here locally. One's called The Invasion. And my wife speaks fluent Spanish, and you can tune into it. And it's like, The Invasion is happening now. We are taking over. Ha, ha, ha. You know, that's like the tagline for the station. And it's like, ha, 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 ha. And I mean, you know, here I am just living my life, friendly and happy. And I got a lot of Hispanic friends, and, you know, they're Americans. And they told me, yeah, stuff's kind of going on. I've been told, why aren't I part of the revolution? And it's all funded out of New York and D.C.
It's
just
secret.
What Bush is all for. They want to break the country up. It's some stupid pride issue. And I mean, it has to be responded to.
They're doing it in secret.
Well, they weren't 3 years ago. Now it's being exposed, so they're all freaked out. I mean, look, there's a big statue in East Austin. It's like a big Stonehenge-type doorway. It's actually, you know, very well done, and it's got the Aztecs taking over Texas. They've got, I've got video of the rallies with pictures of white people's heads cut off, and they're saying all whites will be murdered. Folks, I've aired it on TV. I've got to put that on the web for people that haven't seen it. People's heads chopped off, blood everywhere. I mean, pictures of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed with their heads cut off.
Our government is trying to perfect genocide.
Well, they really are. But, I mean, look, it's perfect balkanization. Thanks for the call. The Nazis would do this. When they went into Africa, they'd play one tribe off against another, one Arab tribe off against another. The British do it in Northern Ireland, Protestant against Catholic, Catholic against Protestant. They do in the UN in Africa will play the Tutsis off against the Hutus, the Hutus off against the Tutsis. In Africa, that's how everybody's black, but they'll play one tribe off against each other. Well, they're on the other side of the river, and, you know, it's like that Star Trek episode where one guy's, you know, left side is black and the right side is white, and the other guy, the left side is white and the right side's black. You ever seen that old episode? And, you know, the one group's the elite group. There's a Dr. Seuss children's book, you know, with the birds with one green spot, and then the guy comes to town that shows them how to put two green spots on for the group that doesn't have spots, and then the other group goes and gets three spots, and, you know, they're all trying to... It's very primitive. It feels very good. Hitler did it, you know, with his German peasantry. They were just farmers in Germany. And the Mexicans, you know, were peasants, predominantly poor third world population. And they're good, hardworking people, but they fill them full of this racial pride. And then they tell everybody else, don't have your own racial pride, just this group can. And then they go around doing this, and then they think it's normal. They think it's okay. They think it's okay to say this is Mexico. Look, I've been to Mexico 30 times. I don't want to live there. Okay, it's very corrupt, and we're getting very corrupt, too. And I'm not saying our government's perfect. But our government is behind what you're doing. Thanks for the call. And, yeah, it's, so you just, I mean, that's what they do. I've run into it. Look, I've got friends and family that speak Spanish. My cousin grew up in Guatemala. In fact, when he dreams, you know, I've been on trips with him before, and he's asleep, he's, you know, speaking in Spanish. He grew up till he was, you know, a little kid in Guatemala. So he speaks Spanish, and he's told me, being a bartender, that he also DJs, he said that, you know, his Spanish bumped to the thing, and they'll be saying horrible things about him being a white guy in Spanish while he's sitting there getting the drinks, and he'll just snap back at them, you know, hey, what's your problem? And they'll all apologize. And I've been in restaurants with my wife and heard little comments. You know, I don't appreciate it. Okay? Now, I don't dislike you because you have got some brown in your skin. I don't care. But you got a problem with me, and you're putting out flyers and publications with M16s on the fronts and images of people's heads cut off saying you're going to kill me. Well, let's go. Let's go. You want it, you're going to get it. It's just that simple. I mean, does it matter that the Texas Constitution was written by a Hispanic? Does it matter that 30% of the people that fought for Texas independence were Hispanic? Does that matter to you? No, it doesn't. Does it matter that your own Mexican people threw out Santa Anna, but you still say he's great today and overthrew him as a dictator? Does that matter? I mean, sure, were some people somewhere back in the past mean to Mexicans? Are they racist white people? There's some. Not really. Most of us are these guilt-ridden, pathetic creatures. Well, I'm not anymore, and I'm not putting up with it. Do you understand me? I'm not putting up with it. Do you understand? I'm not your slave. And it's like I told Vicente Fox, your master, your non-Hispanic master. I am not your slave, and I will never be your slave. And you're all puffed up with that. We're taking over. Ha, ha, ha. I don't care how many Hispanics are here as long as they love freedom and the Second Amendment and national sovereignty, but that's not happening. These illegal aliens and the liberal groups that control them and the Bush that supports them are want to shut this country down, and it's all part of a larger plan. And so, all right, now see, I said I want to take a lot of calls, but the caller raises such important points. The caller brings up such important points. And it's just that simple. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in New York, then Ron in New York, and others. Go ahead, Ken.
Good afternoon, Alex. It was great listening to you and Terry Anderson yesterday. I think if we had 50 men like Terry Anderson in Congress, we would really deal with the La Reconquista problem immediately. But we just got to hope and pray for men like him and you to get into government.
Well, you heard Terry. I mean, he woke up 12 years ago because people kept everywhere he went calling him the N-word.
Right.
Telling him, get out. That's what he said. Get out, nigger.
Yeah.
Get out of here, nigger.
Well, on that topic.
And that's offensive. I'm sorry, folks. That's what Terry said yesterday. Go ahead.
That's reality, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I heard a BBC World Service report last weekend, and they interviewed a Mexican music professor at a Los Angeles college. And the topic was about how mariachi music is getting more and more mainstream in the country, especially in the Southwest. So, there's the music. Can I hold on?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
But keep going.
The reporter asked him, why do you think this is happening? And he gave the perfect one-word answer, demographics. And he just elaborated on it. He predicted that California was going to be a mostly Latino state. And he didn't stop with California. He then said it's also going to happen to Arizona and Texas.
Yeah, and stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And I've been totally clear about this. I don't care what group you're with. You should see yourself as an American. I've never said this on air, but it's true. I was just thinking about it during the break. My best friend, somebody when I've got some free hours, I go play cards or go play pool every once in a while or go to a movie when it's not with my wife, is Hispanic. My best friend. He really is my best friend. The person I hang out with the most is Hispanic. Nobody really knows that unless you've seen me out around town. And I've talked to him about it. He goes, yeah, it's really true. Yeah, I have Hispanics come over to me. And I mean, he's from South Texas, folks. Come up to me and go, you know, why do you speak English? You ought to only speak Spanish. You know, we're going to, you know, to him it's kind of a joke. You know, it isn't a joke to me. And then you've got that other kind of paradox there where the most Congressional Medal of Honor get handed out to Hispanics, very patriotic. I remember growing up, and I'd visit my cousin in San Antonio after my uncle and aunt moved from Guatemala. They moved to San Antonio, and I'd be down there. And of course, my cousin, all his friends were Hispanic. And I'd just go spend a week or two down there every summer, well, a couple summers. And we'd be out riding around and doing stuff and going to parties and stuff. And these were middle-class Hispanics, and they were very upset about the illegal aliens, saying they were driving down the wages and doing all this, and they were telling me about it, and I thought it was like some kind of test or something to see if, because I wasn't even thinking about racial stuff, and they seemed to be real concerned about these Hispanics, but they really meant it. So, I don't know what's going on, folks. I just know this. When a lot of these Hispanics that are in this country now that don't see themselves as Americans, that got the Mexican flags on their cars, you know, they don't know that you can speak Spanish. They don't know, and they'll be shooting their mouths off right next to you in a restaurant. And I don't understand that. I mean, you're making enemies. But I'm going to briefly let this caller finish up, Ken in New York, then I'm going to Ron and others. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, what antagonized me the most about this Mexican music professor at a L.A. university was he was talking about La Reconquista like it's already happened or it's going to happen tomorrow. And he might be right, the way things are going.
Well, Time Magazine 2 years ago had the cover story, Mexifornia.
Right.
But the thing is, it isn't just that there's a big group here. So what? It's that they're going, here's a sign of a white person's head cut off. We're going to kill you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And I'm supposed to go, oh, thank you. You're going to kill me. I want to point something else. There's been really a bad relationship between different races in California, predominantly. In Texas, it's really been similar culture, you know, the cowboy hats, the whole nine yards. And in these towns, German and Polish towns wouldn't really get along with each other, or German and Czechoslovakian towns. There's a bunch of them. You know, my family came into Texas on my mom's side in the 1840s. They don't really get along, but there's always been Hispanics in all those towns, and they intermarry with the Poles, the Germans. They all get along. So that's the way it used to be. There isn't all this hatred and all this stuff going on. Again, about 30% of the founding fathers of Texas were Hispanic. But boy, you don't want the La Reconquistas to hear that. They get really upset. I mean, these buffoons claim that it's the Aztecs that have the right to the Southwest. You were never here. You have no dibs on it. If it's anybody, it's the Comanche and the Apache and all these other groups. From the central western areas out to the west coast. I mean, it's just, oh, you talk about racism. These Hispanics that are racist really hate Indians. They got all these mean names for Native Americans. I'm sick of it. And we're going to win this fight with the help of everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, I sent you a letter a couple weeks ago with a certain date in February in it. I don't know if you read that letter. You had mentioned February on the radio when they, to a caller, response to a caller.
I think I missed your letter. One of my staff
yeah.
had read it.
Well, anyway, does the 20th ring a bell with you in that month?
No.
Okay, well, that's not it then. We'll pass on that. You know, your monologue, the personification of evil that you're talking about is energized. We know it's a moot point by Satan himself. To mess that evil... the antidote may only be God himself to match this kind of supernatural power. You know, Book of Revelation, Zechariah, is that the time? And if not, then we, the American people, have to do radical surgery. We know what that is.
Well, regardless, again, duty is mine, consequences is God's. I have a job to fight this evil. I have a job to defend against it, and I know we have power over it when we take action. Will enough people take action? We'll see. Anything else, Ron?
No, but well taken. God bless.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I mean, look, if I see five thugs attacking an old lady and I have no chance of winning, I'm not going to think. I'm going to attack them. It's unconscious.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The globalist social architects know that we're all tribal. They know we're all very primitive at heart. They know the instinct to be part of a group and to identify with that group is overwhelming. And so they use multiculturalism as a tool to actually divide, not to bring people together. And in the name of fighting, quote, racism, which I don't even believe exists, really tribalism, because you'd have German tribes fighting with each other 2,000 years ago. You'd have Native tribes in Mexico fighting with each other 1,000 years ago. It's always this group against that group. They'll come up with any configuration to do it. And the globalists do this. They play us. The Chinese communist government plays off different regions against each other and different farming groups against each other. It's the same thing. Stop playing along with it. Stop going along with it. I remember I was in an art class, honors art class, in high school because I was pretty good at it. And I finished up all my credits my senior year, so I basically was in this waste time class here in Austin. And we went on a field trip to UT, and there was this top Latino artist. It was all political, demonizing America. How bad America is, how evil it is, how it stole the land. That's when I first started here, and I started arguing with him. Because I knew something about history, and he was all shocked and met and was talking with the teacher, and she was saying, well, he's... But they acted very respectful. By the way, the globalists and their minions don't respect you when you grovel and lick their boots. people respect strength, okay? And this stuff needs to be stood up to. This is only one part of it, though. Again, the Hispanics are going to be dwarfed by the Asians in the next wave. The Asian situation isn't as bad, though, because they are involved in some La Reconquista. But it's still a problem because it'll drive the wages down. I mean, it's 6 billion-plus people, folks. They want to come here. Have you been to a third world country? It's not pretty. It's going to be like that here. It's going to hurt all of us. Get past your emotion. Get past your programming and realize this. I got a bunch of other news and calls here, but we've been spending a lot of time on this issue because it's really starting to crest here. We've got the initiative now when minions like Schwarzenegger are now agreeing with us. And again, that's only in words, not in actions. Let's go ahead. He's always been for open borders. He goes with whatever he thinks is popular. And it's been an illusion that open borders is popular. 67% of Hispanics are against it, but they're being bullied into going along with it like everybody else. The second Ron in New York, another Ron in New York. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Excuse me.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I had a glitch in my throat. With reference to what you were saying, and we were talking about the Real ID Act yesterday, and I was speaking with your guest, he really should check the versions that have since come forth, the carnations of that bill, incarnations, since December, when it originally was introduced. That bill has been modified and watered down to such a degree. The key provision in it, which is a lawful presence requirement, that someone would have to establish to have a lawful presence.
You get lawful presence with the consular matricula that the country issues.
That has been removed from this Real ID bill. All right, so that's like the plug in a tub full of water. That's the salient point. Pull that out and everything else doesn't matter. In addition to it, if he looks at the fine print of the bill, he will find that there are now provisions in it to try and legitimize the illegitimate, to try and legitimize the presence of illegal aliens in the country. The way that they're trying to deal with it, and they're doing it in a very cunning way, a very Orwellian way.
Well, they have the left attacking it, saying it's going to hurt immigrants when it does the opposite. Conservatives see that and pile on for it.
Okay, that's exactly what I was about to say. You took the thought out of my head. They'll have some liberals attack the bill for all the wrong reasons, and the knee-jerk reaction by the good old boy right will then automatically be to go to the defense of the bill when the bill is not in the interest of anybody. That's the psychology that
the neocons you're talking about, the minions, they're playing checkers and the globalists are playing chess.
That's correct. That's right. That's right. They're very sophisticated at what they're doing. Now, you had mentioned the issue, the situation in Texas. My wife is of Mexican ancestry. She's, I guess, what you folks call Tejano, all right, which she's been in the San, her family has been in the San Antonio area since the 1600s, all right. Now, people do have to understand that the presence of Mexicans in the area known as Texas today was sparse to nothing, and those people that lived there despised the central government in Mexico City, Santa Ana. These people felt criminally neglected. Do you know her ancestors fought with the Texans against Santana?
Yeah, about 30%. Yeah. I know, but they lie in the history books. They twist it.
And further, the other percent didn't fight for Mexico. They just stayed out of it. They couldn't care less. They despised Santana that much.
Well, they threw him out. They threw him out in Mexico.
Right. So I don't know. We get confabulated history, and people should.
Well, listen, the Aztecs were the Nazis of Mexico today. They ran around killing the other tribes, murdering, slaughtering. They would grab an entire tribe of 10,000 people and sacrifice them in 2 days. I've been there. It's admitted. And this is then the New World Order picked this as the liberation theology to create the legend, to create the fable, and now this is the standard. Again, it's like the cult of death. Bush is into Skull and Bones. The Aztecs are into it. This is what they picked.
Let me say this. How do you think the conquistadors were able to conquer the Aztecs with the help of other local tribes? Otherwise, they never would have been able to do it.
Yeah, you had a boatload of about 400 conquistadors conquering 800,000 people.
But that aside, what I call the international oligarch or power structure, they try to encourage this intertribal warfare. They've done it in other places. Now they're doing it here. Why? Because what we've known as traditional or customary America up to this point, all right, is one of the few stumbling blocks still in their way of complete world domination. Our tradition and our history and custom are in that way, so they got to break this nation down from within that way by creating intertribal warfare. And another thing you should know, and I don't want to digress, is yesterday Congress passed a $2.6 trillion budget, all right?
That's conservative. It's $600 billion bigger.
But get a hold of this, Alex. They're starting to decrease the social entitlement programs that everyone became addicted to over the last 40 years.
That's always been the plan. You get us domesticated, then you slaughter us.
That's right. Just like a dope pusher. I hook you on the heroin, then I withdraw, and you come and beg me for every jot that
And as they shut the economy down and flood us with cheap labor, then the only jobs that are going to be there will be like the Great Society, or before that, you know, these make-work programs with Roosevelt, and look at the new jobs you can get at the college. Look at the new courses they're giving. It's all police state. It's all prisons.
Right.
It's all jail guards. It's all, everything's going to shift to that. Thanks for the call. No, it's true. I mean, it's simple. Look, let me tell the Larican Keystone something again. The textbooks that have taught you this were funded by the U.S. government in Mexico through grants. The textbooks in America pushing all of this are funded by the U.S. government. Why would the U.S. government, why would Republican administrations and Democrats do this? And you say you're fighting the establishment. Give me a break. And that's why you're so arrogant. You've got the government on your side while you run around acting like you're anti-establishment. It's pathetic. Well, let me tell you, we're not cowed and intimidated anymore, regardless of what color we are. And we're standing up against you. And we're going to expose you. And you need to know that. And we're going to start ensuring that the employers that hire knowingly all these illegals, we're going to make sure they get arrested. And we're going to get the laws passed. And we are going to ensure that you start getting laws enforced on you, just like they get enforced on us. And we are going to win this fight, no matter if Bush nukes a city and tries to get martial law going. You and your boss are going to fail. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. David in Texas. Go ahead, David.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'm up here in North Texas, and I was walking through the Dan I'm home today, and I had the TV on the Fox News Network, and it was about 11:45 a.m. And they were talking about Social Security, and they had somebody up there, I guess, at Congress. I didn't catch his name, and I didn't pay too much attention, but I did get this. He was saying that the problem with Social Security is it is indexed to wages, and with inflation, we need to index it to inflation, end of quote. And I ended up going into the kitchen, and I realized...
And real inflation's at about 10% a year. They say it's 3.5, and really, that's true, but go ahead.
Yeah, but your benefits are based on what you pay into to it, so based on what your wages are and whatever the tax rate
yeah,
is...
Yeah, that shouldn't go down, even though the value of the money you're going to get is lower.
Yeah, but the thing is, right now with your FICA taxes, there is a break on it because it's dependent on how much you earn. And I guess the guy's proposing to throw all that out, and regardless of what you earn, we're just going to make up, you know, a new tax rate every year, and there will be no break on your FICA taxes. It's like we're going to have pay so much mile to travel down the highways, we got to pay this, we got to pay this. Tax-wise, when is this stuff going to end? It's incredible.
Well, no, the age of conservatism is here.
Never mind
if everything's bloated and all our rights are being lost and taxes are exploding everywhere and Bush is appointing La Reconquistas and anti-gun, pro-abortion people everywhere. I mean, they're saying this is of the Lord.
Oh, well, thank you. You make me feel so much better. It's of the Lord. I didn't realize that. So,
I don't know. You didn't know?
No, I didn't know. I don't know how you keep it up. I get so depressed sometimes seeing all this stuff go around. But
well, here's the deal. We've got the people on our side. We are actually winning lots of battles. The globalists are just, they're in control of all the major levers of power.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know we're going to wake up to what they're doing. That's why they got riot police ready and FEMA camps ready, and they got really bad stuff planned. The key is they need to carry out terror as the pretext for this. We've got to expose who's behind the terror. Yeah. Then their plan is neutralized. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's really bad news, folks, the stuff they're doing. We're being looted. We're being raped. Because China's going to be the new superpower. The globalists have decided to make that their capital, tied in with Europe. And so, we're just going to be one big, large, third-world group of everybody taxed at what's the federal numbers I saw a decade ago? They're saying by 2020 we'll pay an 87% tax rate at the point of a gun. And you'll be forced psychologically tested and forced drugged. And it's going to be a lot of fun, folks. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead, unless we stop this. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Oregon. Doug, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'll be real brief and quick so you can move on with other callers. First of all, I wanted to say your tactic, I've used it well. It's great is when you talk about this stuff, always remember to remind people the borders are wide open. From talk shows to city council meetings, which I've gotten involved in, this has been a great strategy.
Yeah, we've got to give our rights up and have the Pentagon watching us with hover blimps, and we've got everything we do tracked, but we're going to have the borders wide open, though.
Absolutely, and methamphetamine comes right down to the borders being wide open every single time, so I wanted to thank you for that tactic. The other question I want to ask you is a great magazine, The New American. You've read it on air many times. Have you seen
the latest?
Yes. So what's your opinion on that? What do you think's going on there? I'm really confused about this. General Parton, why would he do that?
Well, I'm going to get him on the show. I meant to tell my producer to try to get him on next week, and I've talked to Parton off air 6 months ago about all this, and let me comment on it. Thanks for the call. Without spending all day on this, I just want to say this. First off, I remember back in like 1993-94, the New American magazine put out by the John Birch Society, that has a lot of great members, does a lot of great work, said there was no Gulf War illness. That basically the vaccines weren't bad and the troops weren't sick and it was all made up. Well, I mean, now the government admits it and the birth defects are triple and tens of thousands of the troops have died. I mean, the DU, their Army's own handbook that they use tons and tons, with thousands of tons of, and they used three times 2 years ago there. It's got a half-life of hundreds of millions of years. And the government's own handbook says it's deadly. So, and they admit they gave experimental shots that was illegal to do so without consent to the troops. And all this guinea pig stuff, and France didn't do it. They've had no problems. Other than some DU problems, but not from the shots. So they did that, and I just said, maybe they're dumb. Maybe they don't know what they're doing. And then they had an article back in like 98, there are no black helicopters, it's made up, it's a conspiracy theory. Because, I mean, I was taking the magazine at the time, and I'm like in Texas at the time, within the front page of the San Antonio Express News, Austin American Statesman, Houston Chronicle, Corpus Christi Caller Times, Kingsville Record, just, you know, trying to bribe people, helicopters crashing into buildings, things blowing up, bullets going into restaurants, Miami Herald, just foreign troops running around screaming explosions, and they're saying it doesn't exist. So I told the story last week when people raised this point. I'm there at Urban Warrior in 99, and this is in Police State 2000, early 99, and I'm on this little knoll about 50 yards away are troops swarming, Marines, foreign Dutch, German troops, Israeli troops, French troops, Australian troops, practicing to put Americans in camps. They got role players. I'm an American, not the camp. You know, they're interrogating them. Where'd you get the weapons? I'm from San Francisco, you know. And I look over, and it's William F. Jasper, who I'd asked to be on the show many times, one of their chief writers and editors. And I go, Mr. Jasper, he's literally 5 feet from me. I go, I got a backpack right here, because I was doing radio, you know, that morning, Collins on my own show, on this network, by the way, with the articles. So I pulled out an AP article about more attempted bribery and black helicopter Delta Force drills in San Antonio. He goes, wow, I didn't know about this. And a month later, the next issue, that was in there, the exact article. He went and put it in there. So I don't, you know, this is one of the few groups I just don't know. I think they're like living their own little bubble. They don't really recruit new members. They don't really do much, folks. And they put out some good videos and books and stuff, and that's about it. And this latest thing, you know, Alex Jones believes there were bombs in the buildings, and Alex Jones had an article on his website written by somebody else that we linked to about the seismologist saying there were bombs. Well, they did say that. That was in major New York papers. I mean, Larry Silverstein says they blew it up. I mean, Building 7 blew up. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Now, General Parton is attacking the Pentagon situation, and saying that the plane incinerated, it was going so fast. And, of course, General Parton has exposed government involvement in Oklahoma City. And I talked to Parton right after 9/11, and he told me on the phone, he said, Alex, I'm still an officer. I could be called up any time. It could be treason. And he goes, I'm just not going to talk about 9/11 with you. So I don't know what's going on with Parton. And 6 months ago, I talked to him. I had him on about, he was arguing, you know, with the Pentagon's new map and Thomas Barnett and all that stuff. And I agree with him there. So, you know, I just think it's a little too much for Parton and them to. That's why I've had a problem. And I've had him on. I mean, I think it's important information. With the pods, even though we're one of the first to talk about it, with the pods and the Pentagon, that's why we don't really focus on that, because it's just so open for debate. It's so fantastic. Though there's serious evidence, and I'm pointing it out, it's important. People can't deal with it. That's why I talk about public officials warned not to fly, CIA insider trading, NORAD ordered to stand down, Bin Laden being CIA, flying Al-Qaeda out to safety in the U.S. and Afghanistan. Hundreds of those points that no one seems to be talking about.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All I've ever said about 9/11 is this. We should look at all the evidence. And I believe the most effective attacks that cannot be deflected or defeated when concerning the proof of government orchestration of 9/11 is to focus on the things that cannot be debated. 8,000 Taliban Al-Qaeda leaders were put on C-130s and flown out to safety to Pakistan by the U.S. government. General Mudamed wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, known CIA officer. He was meeting with Bush, all of them, in the week before 9/11. Second trip of his life here to the U.S. Condoleezza Rice calling Mayor Willie Brown up saying don't fly to New York tomorrow. CIA drills, the stand downs, the CIA insider trading. The hijackers having their houses, cars, and credit cards paid for by the government. FBI agents being ordered not to stop the Al-Qaeda groups, being told it was national security. Coming out that they were on the payroll, the U.S. government thought they were part of a drill. But that's why everybody needs to get martial law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Because a full hour of this three-hour film, this miniseries, is on 9/11. Just get the film, make copies of that hour alone, and give that to people, and then say, if you want the whole film, here it is. Because, I mean, this is blowing people away. We just go through everything that can be proven, and then we finally show you how the globalists did 9/11. And you really need to have this film. You need it, you need it, you need it. We've got some distributor deals. If you want to order them in bulk, you can call 512-291-5750. And if you buy enough of the DVDs, I'll sell them as low as $12 a piece. VHS is more. I'll sell those for $14 a piece. You can get one copy for $24.95, a second copy for $19.95, a third copy for $16.95, and it just goes down and down and down. Or just get one copy and make copies of it. Please, it is such an important film. It needs to be seen. Please help us. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Those are both 9/11 films I've made that go right off what's admitted. The stuff the media won't touch with a 10-foot pole. They will attack and try to debunk things that can't be proven either way. They will not touch with a 10-foot pole the hundreds of real issues that cannot be debated. That's why this film is so powerful. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Call right now and get the films. Do not wait. Go crazy. Just make hundreds of copies. Some of you have done that. This new film needs to be seen. Help us. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, in our films, we also spend time on their motive, why they wanted to do this. Who was the head of security on 9/11? Things like that. Just hundreds of points. Destroying the tapes, the air traffic control tapes under Bush's orders. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. Secure shopping cart. I got half the film up there for free right now. You can go watch an hour and a half of it for free. But it's... Please get it, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and you can download and burn hundreds of copies. Please, just get the information out to people. Upload it onto other servers. Get it out there on the share networks. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get the film. Get martial law. It needs to be seen. It is amazing. It is changing hearts and minds. Third hour will start in minutes. I'll go straight to your calls and then back into the news. And Paul Watson's joining us for a very interesting update on Illuminati language hidden in plain view. We're only 70 seconds away from the third hour. Stay with us.